Reasoning.
Reasoning in public speaking is an extension of reasoning in other aspects of life. As a public speaker, you have two major concerns with respect to reasoning. First, you must make sure your own reasoning is sound. Second, you must try to get listeners to agree with your reasoning. Let us look, then, at four basic methods of reasoning and how to use them in your speeches.
Reasoning from specific instances.
When you reason from specific instances, you progress from a number of particular facts to a general conclusion. For example, Fact 1. My physical education course last term was easy. Fact 2. My roommate's physical education course was easy. Fact 3. My brother's physical education course was easy. Conclusion: physical education courses are easy. As this example suggests, we use reasoning from specific instances daily, although we probably don't realize it. Think for a moment of all the general conclusions that arise in conversation. Politicians are corrupt. Professors are bookish. Dorm food is awful. Accounting courses are hard. Republicans are conservative. Marines are tough. Where do such conclusions come from? They come from observing particular politicians, professors, Republicans, Marines, accounting courses, and so on. Guidelines for reasoning from specific instances. When you reason from specific instances, you should follow a few basic guidelines. First, avoid generalizing too hastily. Beware of the tendency to jump to conclusions on the basis of insufficient evidence. Make sure your sample of specific instances is large enough to justify your conclusion. Also, make sure the instances you present are fair, unbiased, and representative. Second, be careful with your wording. If your evidence does not justify a sweeping conclusion, qualify your argument. Third, reinforce your argument with statistics or testimony. Since you can never give enough specific instances in a speech to make your conclusion irrefutable, you should supplement them with testimony or statistics demonstrating that the instances are, in fact, representative.
Reasoning from principle.
Reasoning from principle is the opposite of reasoning from specific instances. It moves from the general to the specific. When you reason from principle, you progress from a general principle to a specific conclusion. We are all familiar with this kind of reasoning from statements such as the following. 1. All people are mortal. 2. Socrates is a person. 3. Therefore, Socrates is mortal. This is a classic example of reasoning from principle. You begin with a general statement, all people are mortal, move to a minor premise, Socrates is a person, and end with a specific conclusion, Socrates is mortal. Guidelines for reasoning from principle. When you use reasoning from principle in a speech, pay special attention to your general principle. Will listeners accept it without evidence? If not, give evidence to support it before moving to your minor premise. You may also need to support your minor premise with evidence. When both the general principle and the minor premise are soundly based, your audience will be much more likely to accept your conclusion.
Causal reasoning.
As with reasoning from specific instances, we use causal reasoning daily. Something happens and we ask what caused it to happen. We want to know the causes of terrorism, of the football team's latest defeat, of our roommate's peculiar habits. We also wonder about effects. We speculate about the consequences of terrorism on young children, of the star quarterback's leg injury, of telling our roommate that a change is needed. Guidelines for causal reasoning. As any scientist or detective will tell you, causal reasoning can be a tricky business. The relationship between causes and effects is not always as clear as it seems. There are two common errors to avoid when using causal reasoning. The first is the fallacy of false cause. This fallacy is often known by its Latin name, post hoc ergo propter hoc, which means after this, therefore, because of this. In other words, the fact that one event happens after another does not mean that the first is the cause of the second. The closeness in time of the two events may be entirely coincidental. If a black cat crosses your path and 5 minutes later you fall and break your arm, you needn't blame your accident on the poor cat.